Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
A high drive to right field. Kwan is back. It is gone. Kepler comes through with a two-run home run.
The 2-2. Left field. It's deep. Gordon is back. Looking up. It's gone.
This is BetQL Daily with the Joes. Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G with you on a Thursday as we'll dive into today's MLB slate here. Twins Guardians. We mentioned the headbutt last night by Naylor. That's been a good series. Doubleheader mixed in. They will finish it today. It's Archer against Bieber. That is our first game. We get an afternoon game. Yankees Astros. They played an incredible series last week, including a no-hitter and some Judge walk-offs. They are playing again, this time down in Houston. And the Phillies here, Joe, try to avoid a sweep tonight by the Braves. Nola, who's been really good on the mound. So some of the big games we got today. But I was looking at Guardians Twins. Archer's been better than I thought he could be. I thought he was washed, Chris Archer. And he goes up against Bieber today. Total in that game is 9. It's interesting because, you know, just on the surface, think, all right, Chris Archer on one side, Bieber on the other, you know, total, complete mismatch here, but he hasn't, you know, Chris Archer has not been horrendous for the Minnesota Twins. They've kind of, I don't know, rediscovered something with him. What does he have? 3.14 earned run average. He's pitched decent. I mean, the FIP and his peripherals are not that good, so he probably comes back to earth soon, but he's getting more outs than he has in years. That's for sure.
There's no doubt about that. And he was a guy at the beginning of the season, we were wondering if he's fade material. I think you alluded to it there. The peripherals are not good.
Right.
So it's probably going to go bad. I don't want to bet on a guy with bad peripherals when we're about at the halfway mark. So it's probably going to start to go in the other direction. And what I mean by that is, yes, he has a 3.14 ERA, but the xFIP, the FIP, the expected ERA are all almost 5.
Could we go the other way in this game? Like, so the Twins offense is good. I think the Twins offense is around a top 10 offense. Do we think we see runs today? The total struck me as a little high, but maybe it's not. Maybe 9 is appropriate in this game today between the Twins and Guardians.
Well, it bumped up because it was 8.5 earlier this morning. So I think the betting market is certainly expecting some runs. There were a couple of games that popped today to me, but this was not one of them. But certainly it is a good point that you just can't fade Archer. And Archer's had a pretty good year, and you have the Guardians as -155 favorites. So, I mean, that's just is that a Bieber thing? Probably.
Probably, yeah. And the Guardians have been playing, you know, well this week against the Twins. All right, what popped to you? Because I got the Nola thing is interesting. And I'll be watching Yankees-Astros because that – it feels like we're watching the ALCS every time those two teams play.
So Acuña could play today, right?
He's going to rejoin the Braves today.
Today.
The team. There's no, the way it was kind of framed, it doesn't mean he's definitely going to play today, but if he's rejoining them, it's got to mean he's going to play on this road trip. He's not going to make a trip up to hang out in the dugout. So he's either going to play today or tomorrow, you would think.
Okay. Okay. And your NOLA point, you've got Philadelphia minus 155. Should that be the case?
It's pretty high.
Okay, you think you have the pitcher advantage, but let's say Acuna does play. Do you realize Riley, Acuna, Ozuna all have three homers each off of him?
Yes, I could picture them in my head.
I'm sure you've seen them on repeat again and again. So the Atlanta Braves seem pretty appealing as an underdog, especially with their 21-5 June record. I think there are a lot of reasons to point to that side again today.
It's interesting when you look at Nola's numbers against the Braves. I'm looking at their hitters against him. You mentioned it, the three home runs by Ozuna, by Riley, by Acuna. The other side, and I understand why the K-prop is so high, he's got a lot of strikeouts against the Braves. 10, 7, 13, 12, 9, when you kind of go down the list. And I mean, he faces them a lot, right? Like he sees them all the time. But it always feels like when Nola faces the Braves, he rolls through a bunch of these, like strikeout, then home run, strikeout, home run. Like it's like feast or famine against him and the Braves. He has been pitching well, though. I mean, you look at some of his numbers. Aaron Nola, I think he leads the National League in strikeout-to-walk ratio. I mean, he's really had an excellent season. I think an all-star kind of season. His ERA is down to 2.98, and I'm guessing the peripherals are right there. Yeah, his ERA is 2.98. His FIP is 2.82. Leads baseball in strikeout-to-walk ratio. Been good.
I still think Braves plus 135, history against the pitcher. Even though Nola's rolling, maybe that's why we get this good price. I would still look to the Atlanta side. What about Yankees-Astros? Severino against Garcia. Now, Severino against the Astros, 17 strikeouts and one walk. Really good, man. They're only hitting 221 against them. And on the flip side, the Yankees only hitting 195 against Garcia. What do we think? I mean, these are high-powered offenses. Can you consider going under 8?
So I'm seeing 7.5, which is
it's already dropping. Yeah, okay.
Dropping. Now, we don't know if Alvarez is going to play, right? We talked earlier about his collision in the outfield. That's potentially a big deal. I mean, that's a big bat that changes the score of a game like this. So that's something to consider. He might not be playing tonight. Man, the Yankees minus 130 favorites in Houston. It just shows you how good the Yankees are and how respected they are in the betting market. Like, how often is Houston dogs at home against almost anybody?
And a lot of those games this past series were nip and tuck, right?
Yep.
It's like they just – a lot of one – I think a couple of one-run victories there. Astros at home, Garcia on the bump. I know it's the Yankees. I understand that. But you just have to take – Houston up plus money.
You might have to. I feel like Yankees fans too, just I'm noticing that they're afraid of the Astros. When the Astros have done this so many times, they beat them in the ALCS a few years ago. Like, it's pretty clear the Yankees have been the best team in baseball all year, but there's something about the Astros. They haven't climbed that mountain yet. And the Astros, like you said, they were nip and tuck games last week in Yankee Stadium. Now they go to Houston. Do you give any advantage to the Astros? They just saw Severino last week. I know he owned them, and he pitches well against them, but they just saw this. They just went against him last, what was that, Friday? Whatever day it was.
Yep. It's close. I agree with the betting market because it was 8 this morning, and it's 7.5 across the board. My first thought was playing the under in this game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we could do
don't
that.
Love it. We're talking about these Yankees and Astros hitters. I'm not saying I love it, but I can see why we've gotten there. Here's one for
I will throw one thing out there real quick. Yep. Luis Garcia at home, 5.18 ERA, ooh, allows a 710 OPS, and has allowed 7 home runs and 6 starts at home.
That's interesting.
Is that a thing or is that random?
I mean, 7 starts or 6 starts is not a small sample size. 33 innings.
Was he like that before?
He's always been a little erratic.
Okay.
I mean, the thing that sticks out to me is the 7 home runs allowed and 6 starts at home. Like, that's not nothing.
Mm-hmm. So, what's it going to be today against the Yankees?
Yankees team total is only 4 at minus 102.
That makes perfect sense. Because total of 7.5 now.
Right.
Should Kyle Hendricks be favored?
I was going to say, let me throw a dog at you. Graham Ashcraft. He's got a cool name, first of all. That's like an, doesn't it feel like a 1920s pitcher name? Like old Graham Ashcraft throwing 60 miles an hour by hitters in the 20s. He's actually pretty good.
Such an Ashcraft. I've always said it.
I'm a Graham Ashcraft guy. Plus money on the Reds, who we mentioned yesterday have been more decent than awful for the past 6 weeks. I think it's a red spot today.
He's been good. Hendricks has been bad. Hendricks, in particular, terrible against Cincinnati. Cubs are minus 120 favorites. They last 119 ABs. The Reds are hitting 328 with a 420 on base, 1100 OPS. I repeat, over 100 at-bats, we're talking about an 1,100 OPS. Votto has 5 home runs off of Hendricks. 15 walks, 7 strikeouts, if you're considering any player props. Votto, not a home run hitter, 5 homers off of Hendricks. It's only Cincinnati. That's the only play. And Ashcraft, you're right, he's not been bad. Look at his number, a 3.27 ERA, the peripherals. Not that far off, so he doesn't strike anybody out. Mm-mm. And that's
he's an old
always
school guy,
a little worrisome.
Yeah. I mean, it's like less than 6 per 9 innings, but he also is not walking anyone. So,
well, what's amazing there is his walk rate is so much better in the pros than it was in the minors.
Maybe they figured something out. I mean, he's looked good, and he's pitched against some. Just something off the top of my head, I feel like I've seen him pitch against some decent teams. He shut the Giants down last week. Like, it's not like it's just been against bums. He's pitched against some decent teams. And
109
decent
whip. I'll take that. Yeah, 109 whip.
Officially a Graham Ashcraft show here at BetQL Daily.
Are we? I think we are.
Today we are.
Hard hit rate, only 25, 26%. I don't mind it.
It's a high total. What's the weather like? Wind blowing out? 10.5.
I'll check on that. It's 10.5 now? It was 9.5 earlier.
I'm seeing 10.5.
Oh, man.
The betting market does not respect Graham Ashcraft. I mean, obviously.
I think they don't respect the Hendricks side. Let's see. They're saying wind's blowing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, left center. Exactly. Starting at 15.
So Ashcraft, one bad outing he had. I think it was against Milwaukee. Otherwise, two runs or less, five of the other six starts.
I like the Reds.
Reds offense, worst in baseball in April, 17th in May, 13th in June. Hmm. Are we trending to a Reds top 10 offense in July? Is that where we're going here? Feels like
it. I don't know what they are.
I don't know either. Yeah. All right. I do love Logan Gilbert today against the A's. I'm not laying minus 235 on the Mariners. I was looking to find a different way to play Gilbert today. Maybe strikeouts. He's at 5.5.
Isn't that price? I know you like Gilbert, but isn't that price kind of out of this world?
The A's are terrible, though.
Yeah.
It's part of the issue here. Also, quickly, Musgrove plus money against the Dodgers tonight.
Dodgers not playing. They won last night, but not playing great ball of late. And they got a grown man crying on the roster.
You know what? When you have a grown man crying, you got to recalibrate everything. Joe O, Joe G, it is BetQL Daily. Dan Bespris on the NBA joins us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.